Philemon, welcome to another exciting episode of the Lab Series, a podcast dedicated to languages and books. Over the next few weeks, I'll be reviewing a book by Gabriel Winer titled Fluent Forever. And on this episode, I'll begin with key lessons from Chapter 1. Now, according to Gabriel Winer, language learning is a sport, and we all want to walk up to someone, open our mouths, forget the rules, and speak automatically. But the real challenge lies in finding a routine that conforms to the demands of a busy life. If you want to know how Gabriel started learning languages, I would suggest you get the book and read it. But today, I will share the three keys to language learning Gabriel talked about in Chapter 1, which are 1. Learn the pronunciation first. 2. Don't translate. 3. Use spaced repetition systems. Let's begin with the first key, learn pronunciation first. Gabriel mentioned that in the course of mastering the sounds of a language, our ears become attuned to those sounds, making vocabulary acquisition, listening comprehension, and speaking come much more quickly. He also mentioned that while we're at it, we pick up a snazzy, accurate accent. Now the question is, how do I learn the pronunciation of my target language? I would suggest you spend time engaging in a lot of speaking and listening activities. For instance, for the first 6 or 7 weeks, listen to songs, podcasts, you know, basically consume content in the language you're learning. Look for pronunciation guide or resource on the internet and learn how words are pronounced. Then try as much as possible to pronounce what you've been learning. A simple trick is to start with 12 or 15 sentences. Make sure they are useful sentences you can use to start a conversation. And then listen to how the words are being pronounced and, you know, pronounce them as well. The second key Gabriel Winer mentioned is don't translate. Gabriel is basically saying stop trying to decode sentences word by word so that you can be able to think in the language you're learning. So someone is saying, how do I avoid this as a beginner? Spend time reading as often as you can in your target language. You can start with books for children or articles or blog posts. Just make sure you stop the translating habit, because if you get used to it, it will be difficult to stop. A simple trick is to use a monolingual dictionary. Using a monolingual dictionary means that you are using the language itself to learn, because instead of translating your target language into your native language and vice versa, you are looking up a target language word and getting a target language definition. So let's say your target language is French. If you use a monolingual dictionary and search for the word manger, manger means to eat. But in the monolingual dictionary, you would see the meaning of manger in French language. So it's just like when you pick up a dictionary to check a word in your native language. The third key to learning a language is to use spaced repetition systems. Spaced repetition is a method of reviewing material at systematic intervals rather than learning information in a short time period, which can lead to quick forgetting. Spaced repetition focuses on long-term retention of new information. According to Gabriel, spaced repetition systems are flashcards on steroids. Based upon your input, they create a custom study plan that drives information deep into your long-term memory. They actually supercharge memorization. Anki is one of the most popular spaced repetition systems or softwares. Anki is A-N-K-I, and it is named after the Japanese word for memorization. Anki allows users to create their own decks of cards or download pre-made decks by other users. Another spaced repetition software to check out is SuperMemo. You can create electronic flashcards on SuperMemo or download from a pre-made collection. So that's it for today. Let's do a quick recap. The three keys to learning language according to Gabriel Winer are 1. Learn pronunciation first. 2. Don't translate. 3. Use spaced repetition systems or softwares. I hope you enjoyed this episode and learned one or two things. Remember, if you want to learn another language, start now, practice daily, and don't stop. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to leave a review and share this episode with a friend. Bye!